It gets hot in the kitchen for many reasons. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ellen Miser, assistant professor of sociology at the University of Hawaii at Hilo, explores how abusive behavior has become the norm in restaurants.
This spring, two separate but damning allegations of violent chefs hit national headlines, those regarding Boston chef Barbara Lynch and Birmingham chef Timothy Hontzis. While upsetting, these stories are unsurprising to those familiar with the restaurant industry. So while Lynch and Hontzis may be in the spotlight today, their behaviors are, unfortunately, closer to business as usual. Yet stories like these lead many to ask, why do cooks put up with abusive chefs? Well, there are obvious financial pressures that prevent many from leaving violent jobs. Quitting is also hard in light of how creative and rewarding cooking can be. But a recent study Eli Wilson and I conducted found that many workers view mistreatment as a mundane reality of life as a cook. In fact, workers saw violence as a core aspect of hardscrabble kitchen culture, one glorified in media portrayals of chefs. This combination led many to expect abuse. Because of this, most responded to it by sticking it out rather than evading or resisting it. Enduring violence became just another item to add to their daily to-do list. Rationalization of both the perpetrator and the targeted employee was a key aspect of this endurance, as it recast abuse as something either inevitable or justified. The ramifications of endurance are serious. Along with personal suffering, endurance unintentionally aids the process of making violence feel and seem normal in a workplace. Addressing this issue starts with how we view those at the top and realizing that culinary brilliance need not be pre-seasoned with violence, that violent kitchens and chefs should not be venerated, and enduring mistreatment ought not be the norm.
That was Ellen Miser of the University of Hawaii at Hilo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.